What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me for a final chat for this year on the line is regular guest Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, listeners. How are we all?
We are going well, Nick. It's been a, I'm going to use a bit of a cliche, but it's been a big year regarding human resources, HR. Fair to say?
Oh, yes. It's been quite an interesting year, and hopefully when the waters come down in February, we'll see some changes, some significant changes are expected in the area of people, especially in WA, in terms of looking for work.
So actually, just on that, Nick, so do you think that's going to make a massive difference regarding employment? Because we hear there's obviously shortages everywhere at the moment, regardless of industry.
Oh, absolutely. We, as a nation, and certainly as a state, we rely on labour, not just from our state, but from interstate and overseas. And that must change. It has been putting an artificial pressure on wages and salaries, and that's been reasonably high. And we're a mining and resources town at the end of the day. And so if we can't get our labour costs down, we lose our competitive advantage in everything that we do. And so this is really important. Not great news for a lot of employees who had enjoyed the ride, but all of that will have to change very soon.
Yeah, of course. And Nick, also, what would be your advice to those, as where a lot of people would be heading into their annual leave, their holiday period? Some, a lot of people are looking to change jobs or even get something for the first time, particularly if you're a school leaver. What would be your advice for those thinking about a job change over the Christmas period? And I know we've talked about this before. It's been the great year of the resignation. What would be some of your advice today?
Oh, great question, Mike. We've just got some data from an Australian survey, and it's still quite high. You know, there's about 48% of the workforce is still looking at changing.
Wow.
About 15% of the workforce in Australia, and this is not specific to Perth, but still 15% looking to change right now, another 13% looking to change in 3 months, and another 12% looking to change jobs in 6 months. So that's a fairly large proportion of people unhappy or keen to change roles. Mm-hmm. Employers have typically not employed in these weeks leading into Christmas. It's hard to onboard staff. You've got public holidays you'll have to pay if you hire someone. But we've been encouraging our clients to look at hiring over the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
Because certainly over Christmas, lots and lots of people consider their lives, their work, and a lot of people do resign in the lead up to Christmas, and certainly in the first 2 weeks of January. So if you're looking to change and you feel compelled to quit, it's not unnatural. That happens a lot as we look at our reflect on our lives. And employers, we highly recommend to get into the market early, especially the 3rd or 4th of January, and not leave it until mid or late Jan.
Right. So things will start to kick back really, really that first week in January.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. I mean, we are at a bottleneck now. We can't take any more work on. That's how busy
Wow. The
recruiting market is in our agency because of the, you know, the demand for labour. It has not slowed down as we head into Christmas. So it's not natural, it's not normal, but that's a reflection on the market here in WA.
So, Nick, you may not get much of a break over the Christmas period by the sounds of it.
No, not really. but if you are, you know, winding down and you're going to take a break as we head into Christmas, a few tips, particularly for employees, is Christmas parties, be really careful what you do. Our recommendation for leaders and managers at Christmas parties is that You're only really useful for an hour. After your first hour, things don't get better. Mm. Ideally, stay away from alcohol. Do the official and important things, but try not to create or encourage an environment where someone's going to be embarrassed or regret their actions. That's really important for those that haven't had their Christmas parties yet. And for employees, you know, reflect, take some time off to think about what's important to you, what's important to you next year, and what are your goals. Be clear about those, and then and look forward to the future, because, you know, we're in a beautiful place in the world where we have so much opportunity to achieve what we want to achieve. And so that's not going to change even though the border's coming down. Mm-hmm. There are still great opportunities for people to fulfill their dreams and their passions and what they're good at. And you know, it's always good to be proactive about it rather than reactive.
Yeah, so good, Nick. Nick, really appreciate having a quick chat with you today, our last one for the year, but I look forward to catching up with you in the new year. It's been really good getting an insight into what things are looking like in the employment area. So looking, enjoy your break over the Christmas period, and look forward to catching up next year.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike, and we will keep you and the entire family in our prayers, and especially the listeners, as we head into this beautiful time that we celebrate a great reason for our sake. God bless you, Mike, and all your listeners.
Good on you, Nick. Really appreciate that. My guest on the line there this morning has been Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. You are on 98.5. Guess what? I have got some more prizes to give away as part of the 12 days of Christmas, so don't you go anywhere. Meanwhile, here's the Bengals, Eternal Flame.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.